Survivors of an attack on a United Nations center in Gaza are fleeing south, and some are speaking about their ordeal as they reach the city of Rafah on the border with Egypt. The UN said on Thursday that 13 people were killed and 56 injured in strikes in Khan Yunis on a building that was sheltering 800 people. The Israeli military said it was not Israeli fire. And as NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi reports, many feel like nowhere is safe.
Nahed Tantish was playing with his four-month-old grandchild after prayers one morning when he was shocked with a shooting pain. It was as if my head was burst with a pipe and I was bleeding from the nose, he said. Tantish said he was hit under the eye with a piece of shrapnel during an attack on a United Nations center in Khan Yunis earlier this week. The Israeli army said on Tuesday that it had encircled the city and was battling Hamas fighters. Tantish's son Abdullah said he desperately carried his father all around the center looking for help. He ended up at the administration office. There was a woman in charge of security there with UN body armor, he said. And we begged, please help us. But they told us, we are just like you. We are trapped like you and can't go anywhere. Abdullah Tantish said he finally was able to take his father to a hospital in Rafah via safe corridor. He said they were asleep early in the morning and were jolted awake by sudden booms. It was 6 or 8 hours of shooting and explosions. It was unbelievable, Abdullah Tantish said. He said they were under fire for 4 days, praying the entire time, lying on the ground. Under a blanket at the Abu Yusuf Najjar Hospital in Rafah, Abdul Karim Yusuf said he suffered shrapnel wounds in his stomach, chest, foot and kidney. I was injured and so were my sister's children, about 6 of us, he said. Some in their head, some in their stomach. Some died while waiting for an ambulance. He said they were able to leave the center after 4 hours of arrangements with Israeli troops and then had to wait another 2 hours for an ambulance to show up. 6 hours and I'm bleeding, said Yusuf. He said they begged for a safe corridor for 3 days, but tanks were encircling the area. They told us this place was safe, and at the end of the day, they shot us in the place they said was the United Nations, he said. Abdullah Tantish said he had also attended the mass funeral of about 10 people at a warehouse in the center. They wrapped them in bags or blankets, he said. We prayed. Then they dug up a hole and put all of them in there. Abdullah Tantish said he needed the world to know that nowhere they went was safe. We need the world to protect us, he said. We are truly lost. By God, we are lost. With Anas Baba in Rafah, Gaza, I'm Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.